This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The Chinese are at it again, and Tucker Carlson did a thing on them the other day and pretty much exposed them. There was a video that played, and it was about a Chinese economist who was saying, we've got the United States government at the highest levels. And it is a fact. And we'll cover some of that. I watched a little bit of Bongino. Somebody sent me a video. We're looking at how do we get the same kind of coverage, because we deliver, certainly, as good a show as Dan does, and most of these other people. No offense to any of them. I'm just saying we're just as good, but we don't get the coverage. Shadow banned. But anyway, I watched a little bit of it, and you know, Dan teased it a little bit and ran his commercials and all that. But at the end of the day, we learned what we already knew. Remember when The Rock decided out of the blue, I'm going to endorse Joe Biden. This is a guy whose career is in full swing. He doesn't need to do this. How much pressure do you think was put on Hollywood and him? Who got that phone call that said, we need you to get The Rock, to endorse Biden? And The Rock's like, I don't really get involved in politics. I mean, I try to stay away from it. I wish you guys could see me on camera, because then it would be a lot more effective. But I wish you could get away with it. You know, I don't need to stay and get involved in politics. Kevin Hart, big time dude. I don't get involved in politics. I'm going to get involved at all. I try to stay neutral. Why want to offend half the audience? That's Kevin Hart. And he's right. Why would he want to offend half the audience? Why would The Rock come out and do this? And you know what? This video that Tucker made, he says, they got Hollywood. Why do you think we started the Flick Fest? You're going to hear a lot more about it soon. It's a Hollywood, it's a Netflix-like site that where we take these indie filmmakers and say, don't worry about Hollywood. We're going to get your stuff out there. So you got Hollywood conspiring against you. You wonder, how does the media end up in this cabal? I told you earlier. They're bought and paid for. These are not journalists. They are propagandists. And then you've got politicians from Joe Biden on down, and quite frankly, probably Barack Obama. Sold out. Millions of dollars flowing this way. When you have a communist economy and you can force people to work for pennies on the dollar, and then you go around the world playing like the puppet master, that is exactly what's happened here. And do you think for one second that President Trump is not aware of it? That he doesn't understand the level of foreign influence that's happening here? Tucker says, and we'll play these clips here in a bit. He says, they've removed this video from the internet. How did it even get up? He goes on to say, we really checked it out. We scrubbed it. We know it's true. Hey, Tucker, just for the record, we know all the voter fraud is true. We know Joe Biden would in no way beat Donald Trump. We know Sidney Powell never lied, and you didn't need to fact check her over having proof. We don't need to have proof. We know what the Chinese are doing. We didn't need this guy to say that. We act as if, oh, well, some lone economist out of Beijing is the one who validated it for us. Well, congratulations to you, because I didn't need it. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, where we don't have sponsor reads and the whole deal. We just do what we do. And one of these days, we may have all that stuff. I don't begrudge those that do. I'm just telling you, if you need validation of your points of view, then I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but you're weak. I tell people all the time that there's this kid, he quotes all the greats. He quotes Thomas Sowell, Walter Williams, etc. And their work is phenomenal. It's okay if somebody else validates your thoughts. But when you bury yourself in books and refine other people's thoughts, what are yours? See, I'm quite the opposite. In fact, I was having a conversation with Rush's producer, and I told him, I said, he goes, Kevin, I get you. I said, I don't listen to other radio shows. I don't watch other people's work. Not because I'm pompous, but because I want to know what ideas are mine. When people say to me, Rush was saying that the other day, I go, way to go. We're both tracking, but I didn't get it from him. And I'll be honest, there are a couple times I've heard it, and they say, Rush was talking about that yesterday. And I go, I talked about it 3 days before. I wonder if Rush might be getting part of it from me. Because I ain't getting it from him. Anyway, we don't need validation about Biden cheating. We don't need validation about the Chinese doing what they're doing. They can't stand Donald Trump because Donald Trump put a dent, a wrinkle in the fabric of the Chinese plot against what I... Look, I don't blame the Chinese. If I saw America, I'd be like, ooh, look at that girl. She a honey. I want me some of that right there, baby. Woo-hoo! You know, I get it. America's sexy. She looks good, but she's classy. You know? The Chinese want some. Some of that beautiful America. And the Democrats are like, hey, she's for sale. She's nothing but a high-class call girl. All you got to do is go offer her some money. And we're going, nope. She cannot be bought. She must be wooed and earned. That's the difference. They don't care. They'll cheat their way through it. They will. I'm just telling you, when The Rock was the big signal for me. I'm serious. I went, this is something really strange. You guys remember me talking about it. I go, this is a dude who's making so much money. All he's got to do is shut up. Why does The Rock get in on it? Because he's one of the biggest stars in Hollywood. He's a crossover star. Most of us thought he's a conservative. Here's what I'll tell you. He is. Don't be fooled by what he did. He is. But somebody high enough up got him to, as my grandmother say, come out of himself and decide he's going to side with these people, go for Biden. Do you really think The Rock was backing Joe Biden? What could possibly make him back Joe Biden? Let me answer for you. Nothing. There is nothing that would make him back Joe Biden. Anyway, we'll get into that. I want to talk a little bit more about this science stuff, too, I talked about earlier. I think the president is very smart to go to these legislative bodies in these battleground states and tell these folks, hey, look, I suggest you bring your electors. You know, forget what your governors have said and these people. You should bring electors and get this done the right way. Because I don't know what he's going to say to them, but I'm just saying there's enough going on in my book to where people better be scared. And I see the signs. I hope you do too. Hey, we'll be back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123. 0123.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Pardon me, Tucker Carlson did a thing on him the other day and pretty much exposed him. There was a video that played, and it was about a Chinese economist who was saying, we've got the United States government at the highest levels. And it is a fact. And we'll cover some of that. I watched a little bit of Bongino. Somebody sent me a video. We're looking at how do we get the same kind of coverage, because we deliver certainly as good a show as Dan does and most of these other people. No offense to any of them. I'm just saying we're just as good, but we don't get the coverage. Shadow banned. But anyway, I watched a little bit of it, and you know, Dan teased it a little bit and ran his commercials and all that. But at the end of the day, we learned what we already knew. Remember when The Rock decided out of the blue, I'm going to endorse Joe Biden. This is a guy whose career is in full swing. He doesn't need to do this. How much pressure do you think was put on Hollywood and him? Who got that phone call that said, we need you to get the rock, to endorse Biden? And the Rock's like, I don't really get involved in politics. I mean, I try to stay away from it. I wish you guys could see me on camera, because then it would be a lot more effective. But I wish you could get away with it. You know, I don't need to get involved in politics. Kevin Hart, big time dude. I don't get involved in politics. I'm going to get involved at all. I try to stay neutral. Why want to offend half the audience? That's Kevin Hart. And he's right. Why would he want to offend half the audience? Why would The Rock come out and do this? And you know what? This video that Tucker made, he says, they got Hollywood. Why do you think we started the Flick Fest? You're going to hear a lot more about it soon. It's a Hollywood, it's a Netflix-like site that where we take these indie filmmakers and say, don't worry about Hollywood. We're going to get your stuff out there. So you got Hollywood conspiring against you. You wonder, how does the media end up in this cabal? I told you earlier. They're bought and paid for. These are not journalists. They are propagandists. And then you've got politicians from Joe Biden on down, and quite frankly, probably Barack Obama. Sold out. Millions of dollars flowing this way. When you have a communist economy and you can force people to work for pennies on the dollar, and then you go around the world playing like the puppet master, that is exactly what's happened here. And do you think for one second that President Trump is not aware of it? That he doesn't understand the level of foreign influence is happening here? Tucker says, and we'll play these clips here in a bit. He says, they've removed this video from the internet. How did it even get up? He goes on to say, we really checked it out. We scrubbed it. We know it's true. Hey, Tucker, just for the record, we know all the voter fraud is true. We know Joe Biden would in no way be Donald Trump. We know Sidney Powell never lied, and you didn't need to fact check her over half.
We want to start tonight with the evidence, with a remarkable video. This video was recorded a little over a week ago on November 28th. The man you're about to see speak is a professor from Beijing called Di Dong Cheng. The video comes from an appearance that he made on a Chinese television show about Wall Street and international trade. Di Dong Cheng works at Renmin University in Beijing. He is also, like so many in academia in China, a servant of his country's government. This video was deleted from Chinese social media soon after being uploaded, and there's a reason for that, as you'll see. There's a lot of garbage floating around the internet right now, a lot of fake things. That video is real, and those subtitles are accurate. We checked today with two different Chinese speakers and confirmed that. What he just said, what you just read on the screen, tells the story. This is as close to a smoking gun as we have ever seen. Quote, we have people at the top of America's core inner circle of power and influence. According to the man you just saw, that has been true for decades. So who are these people and how many of them work in our media and in our government? Well, he didn't say precisely. At one point in the video, he described a Chinese agent working as a vice president at, quote, a top Wall Street financial institution. I can't say more, he explained, without making political trouble. Di Dong Cheng did tell his audience that one agent in particular was especially useful, and he goes on at some length about her. He describes her as an American who's lived abroad for many years, who is now a Chinese citizen. And this seems to baffle him a little bit. The Chinese government doesn't allow dual citizenship. Why would they? Why would anyone? Di Dong Cheng seems pleased that the U.S. government is foolish enough to allow it. He explains that this American agent, who lives at least part of the year in Beijing, helped the Chinese government with a propaganda operation in the city of Washington in 2015. And he goes on to describe that in some detail. The Obama administration was easy to manipulate, he suggests. They helped. The Chinese had many friends among the Obama people. The problem came when Donald Trump was elected. After that, he says, everything changed. Wood. Tony Bobulinski was a business partner of the Bidens. Here's what he told us about China.
And in a document that you guys have, and I think it's been provided to, you know, to the world, the Chinese referenced that because of their trust in the Biden family, that Chairman Yi and Director Zhang are excited about moving forward in this. And in that document, they referenced loaning $5 million to the BD family.
Right.
The BD family is the Biden family.
What are the implications of this going forward? If Joe Biden is elected president, which could very well happen, how does this constrain his ability to deal with China?
Are you asking for my personal
opinion? I am. I'm asking for your opinion as someone who's worked with the Chinese.
So I think Joe Biden and the Biden family are compromised.
I think Joe Biden and the Biden family are compromised with China. Looks like he was right about that, and it looks like the Bidens are far from the only ones who've been compromised.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com. November the 28th was when this thing took place. A guy by the name of Di Dong Chang, and he's talking about Wall Street and international trade, and he says we got people at the top of America's core inner center of influence. One agent, Tucker said, was especially interesting. Dual citizenship woman, bouncing back and forth. Why not? I mean, in playing the international spy game, that's what happens, right? You get beautiful women to compromise old, crotchety, easily, you know, sellable, or, you know, the kind of guys like Joe Biden. They want to be made to feel good. And you get them compromised, and then they got to do everything you tell them, and that's exactly where we are. Don't be surprised if Justice Roberts ends up being on a list somewhere. Wow, these people are just, they're compromised. But you know who they couldn't manipulate? They said Obama was easy to manipulate. You want to know why? Because he's a pansy. Because he doesn't know what he's doing. That's why he's easy to manipulate. But you know who isn't? Donald Trump. The whole thing for China is this guy completely screwed things up. We had metals coming in through different outlets, not directly, but indirectly. We were thwarting every trade deal, you name it. And this guy, that Scooby-Doo and his, you know, the guy helping him, Donald Trump, screwed it up. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from Sunny-Bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from Sunny-Bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell, without proof, is blaming the White House for a story that leaked that connects him to a Chinese spy. The spy became a donation bundler for Swalwell and even managed to place an intern in his office. Swalwell is a member of the House Intelligence Committee. Senate Minority Whip Dick Durbin is pleading with Republican leader Mitch McConnell to bring to the floor a bipartisan stimulus bill. Speaking on the Senate floor, Durbin said he and senators from both sides of the aisle have worked hard on an agreement that both sides can live with.
We have spent literally hours after hour after hour, day after day after day, multiple times in a day sometimes, dealing with the difficult issues of what America needs now.
The Illinois Democrat adding that many of Americans are struggling financially. USA Radio News. World War II veteran Michael Tibbs is among the first people in the world to receive Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine. The 99-year-old saying he's very lucky that the vaccine is finally here.
Well, I think we're very lucky in this country to have it. And I urge everybody who can get it to have it. Because it's so insidious, this disease.
A judge in Los Angeles is doing what he can to help restaurant owners affected by the coronavirus pandemic.
Los Angeles Superior Court Judge James Chalfant is helping shuttered restaurant owners with his ruling Tuesday. The judge ruled Los Angeles County health officials acted arbitrarily and without a proper risk-benefit analysis when they banned outdoor dining as a China virus control measure. When he asked LA County health officials for science behind their lockdown order, they had no science or studies. The decision won't immediately restore in-person dining. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I want to play the rest of this Tucker Carlson clip here in a second. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. And let you hear all the things that was said about the Chinese involvement in our government. Then I want to move on to a couple of other things that have developed, specifically around the Arizona Supreme Court and the battle that's going to continue to wage on against these Democrats and their cheating. And I want to reset this clip because I want to remind you that Tucker Carlson is playing the Chinese clip in some of it, and I'm cutting that out because you can't, there's nothing to read. But he's doing a fairly good job recapping, so it doesn't matter. So here's the last part of the clip. We played it earlier in the broadcast, but here's the last part.
Since the 1970s, he said, and he's an economics professor, you should know, Wall Street has had enormous influence over the way the United States government operates, over American policy. The Chinese government, he says, has enormous influence on Wall Street. And that arrangement worked very well for a long time. Then Donald Trump unexpectedly was elected in 2016, and Wall Street was infuriated. Wall Street can't fix Trump, he said. But they tried. And this solves the mystery. If you're wondering why our political class has stood by and allowed the Chinese government to degrade this country and our way of life, why they stood by as the Chinese government has flooded the United States with deadly opioids that have killed hundreds of thousands of people, or have stood by as the Chinese government ripped off billions of intellectual property from our companies, there's your answer. Earlier this year, the chairman of Harvard's chemistry department was arrested for taking $50,000 a month from the Communist Party of China in return for sending secrets and referring top scientists to Beijing. It barely rated as a scandal. You may not even be aware it happened. Why? Because so many are on the take, in effect. Donald Trump was an impediment to this very lucrative arrangement. And for that reason, Di Zhongsheng explains in the video, America's most powerful elites, and he calls them that, got to work on electing a new president. Again, read the words at the bottom of your screen as he speaks. Oh, Donald Trump, he notes, because the Chinese do pay close attention to what we say here, Donald Trump has complained about Hunter Biden and his ties to the Chinese government. Those are real, he just confirms. So now you know why you weren't allowed to talk about Hunter Biden's laptop, why big business aligned as one, the tech companies and the rest, to suppress that story because they were implicated in it. Back in October, we interviewed a man called Tony Bobulinski. We interviewed him because no one else would. Tony Bobulinski was a business partner of the Bidens. Here's what he told us about China.
And in a document that you guys have, and I think it's been provided to, you know, to the world, the Chinese referenced that because of their trust in the Biden family, the Chairman Yi and Director Zhang are excited about moving forward in this. And in that document, they referenced loaning $5 million to the BD family.
Right.
The BD family is the Biden family.
What are the implications of this going forward? If Joe Biden is elected president, which could very well happen, how does this constrain his ability to deal with China?
Are you asking for my personal opinion?
I am. I'm asking for your opinion as someone who's worked with the Chinese.
So I think Joe Biden and the Biden family are compromised.
I think Joe Biden and the Biden family are compromised with China. Looks like he was right about that, and it looks like the Bidens are far from the only ones who've been compromised.
All right, so that was the gist of the Tucker interview. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson of the Kevin Jackson Show, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. And the implication there is that Joe Biden is not the only person compromised. I told you guys, The Rock coming out to support Biden in the end, Hollywood compromised. The cabal that would not allow us to even post anything about Hunter Biden, that's the media, paid off by China. The number of politicians that are on the take. I can't give you guys a lot of information about it, but I'll tell you this. I got contacted by a group of people that are in special ops, and they said to me, Kevin, you're going to be shocked at who's compromised. And I'm going to just give you some places to start looking. North Carolina. The government there, these people are compromised. We know what's happening with Kemp in Georgia and Raffensperger. These are people who are on the take with China. I mean, there is video of these people, all of the people I'm describing, other people as well, going to China, sitting in on these meetings, China saying, we're going to invest a ton of money in your cities and blah, blah, blah. All they're doing is buying off politicians, people who are prostituting out their little pieces of America. And you know what the Chinese are doing? They got a map. And they've got little pin cushions in there, and they're going, okay, we just took over this city, this city, this city, this city, this city. We just took over this group and this group and this group. And you know why it's easy to do with the left? Because they have no moral core. They will sell their souls for money and power. It's pathetic. And that's why they hate you. They hate you because you don't have a price. Look, I can't speak for things that you could have had in your life that you gave up. But here's what I know about practically every true conservative on the planet. You were given a chance to sell out and you didn't. Now, you know my public story. My public story has to do with Fox News. But I can tell you, before Fox News and I took a stand, and I had said on my radio show many times before, I said, if anything gets me fired, because everybody's like, Kevin, I wish I was black, I could say what you say. And I said, that would be like me wishing I was a woman so I could talk about feminists. I talk about feminists all the time. I'm a proud feminist in terms of women can do whatever they choose to do. And, you know, there are limitations in terms of, like, a woman is not going to beat Usain Bolt or the fastest man, because that's just the way we are physiologically built. It's not going to happen. But she can be a doctor, a lawyer, whatever, and she can be the best and should have all the rights that any man has. That's my feminism. But my feminism leaves the planet when you start talking about toxic masculinity and all that other misandrous nonsense. And I told people, I said, if I'm going to get fired, it'll probably be from feminist, you know, or the subject of feminism. So what did I do? I called the Blasey Ford group, crew lying skanks, which they are, and Fox News hyenas, the feminist, attacked me for my views and wanted me to take it back because they thought they were going to make another male hyena out of somebody, and they found out I'm a lion. I don't care. And I jokingly say, you know, I had my price, but there was no price for me to take it back. Tucker might sell out for $5 million. Hannity might sell out for $7 million a year or whatever, but I won't. And I didn't. And here's the thing, neither would you. You've had your opportunity. Somebody offered you something, or, you know, it could have been personal, a guy that wanted to marry you that pretend, you know, hey, I'll give you all these riches. And you're like, no, I like that guy. It could have been professional. Do this and you can get to here. It could have been somebody going, lie about this guy and I'll cover you. I'll take care of this. Who knows? But we all get that Faustian offer. And as conservatives, we don't accept it because we're people of principle. But these people would accept it on a moment's notice. Yes, I'll do it. I'll do it. Well, you do know this could hurt your country, right? It does. Whatever. It's okay. It's not it's just a flesh wound. So they suppress this story. And then Tony Bobulinski, who was in business with the Bidens, a guy who thought, you know what? I'm doing business with the vice president and his family. What a treat. Whether you like the guy or not, if Obama called me and says, Kevin, I've heard great things about you. Would you consider a business offer? I'd go listen to him. I wouldn't do it, but I'd go listen. If they could assure me it was on the up and up and all that, I would listen and I would say, you know, let me give it to him. And if it was completely on the up and up, might do it. I'm not even going to rule it out. It's such an infinitesimal likelihood that I would, but I don't want to rule it out. Because you would be flattered that your work is out there like that. But if there was any hint of impropriety, any whatsoever, you're being used, or what? I've turned down things where I felt like they were looking for a token. No, I'm not going to be your stupid token. I'm not going to be the black guy you roll out here, hey, here's Kevin to come do his minstrel show. No. And see, that's why when these clowns say, oh, man, you a two-little white man, you this, you that, you a step-and-fetched Negro. I go, yeah, coming from the step-and-fetched Negro, I take it as a compliment. Because, see, number one, I'm not afraid of any man. And number two, I live my life under the idea that I'm not cowtown to anybody. I take the things I want to do and I'll do them. And what I don't take, I take it on principle for whatever reason. Now, I don't have to make excuse for anybody. Had a buddy of mine, we got into a little spat, he did, telling me, why didn't you do this and why didn't you do that? And I said, man, let me explain something to you. I like you, but you better understand, I'm a grown man. You don't tell me how to behave and how to act. I live my life the way I want it. I didn't show up because I didn't want to show up. And he was like, cool, we'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jackson Radio Show
con Kevino Jacksones.
So I was thinking about the Chinese control of the media and all this and buying people off. Remember when we were referring to this thing as the Chinese virus? Remember when President Trump issued the travel ban against the Chinese and they called him xenophobic? They said you don't want the Chinese to come in now. They were, you know, it was one thing to say it about the Muslims, which it was completely ridiculous because Obama had not let in more Muslims than Trump did. But the Chinese was kind of weird at the time, remember? We were like, what are you talking about? It's a disease that comes from China. You would think, yes, he's going to stop the flights coming from China. He stopped the ship that it where it got this virus, and then he called it the China virus. People were calling it the Chinese virus, the Wuhan virus. And then suddenly, overnight, it became bad to call it that. Everybody started calling it by its clinical name, COVID, or coronavirus. You remember that? Go back and look at the level of orchestration that happened. If you called it Wu flu, Wuhan virus, whatever, these people were like, you know, upset at you. And that's where we are. Anyway, I want to give you more signs of things to come because, as I said, this whole China corruption scandal is going to capture, it's going to have a lot of people in it. And I'm working with some ops guys that are breaking stories. I can't say anything about it other than I'm telling you there are some people on it. They've been on it for months. Prior to the election, it was supposed to all break, and it didn't. I was a bit surprised. But now it is. And so you're looking at people start to backtrack. As I said, they gave all these states to Biden. They want to call him president-select. And I did a thing on it that says the Democrats are begging people to please just call Biden president-elect. Please, please just acknowledge it on the right. Come on, 80 million people that voted for Trump. Surely we've convinced you that Joe Biden's going to win. Surely you can't believe that Donald Trump's going to undo it as he slowly begins to unravel their whole little plot. And that's where we are. Georgia is unraveling. It was a foregone conclusion. It's unraveling. Pennsylvania was a foregone conclusion. It's unraveling. Nevada was a foregone conclusion. It's unraveling. Wisconsin was a foregone conclusion. It's unraveling. And whether it unravels in the courts or it unravels with the legislatures, it's unraveling. And then there's that nuclear weapon that I believe Donald Trump says, I got multiple nukes. Some of them can be selectively focused, regional nukes. Others are going to be the big ones. And that's where, I think he's just waiting it out. I don't know on what. Because to be honest with you, I'm not trying to learn the procedure. Who thought we could have gotten here to this point? Not me. My hand's not up. I figured if you could win with overwhelming numbers the way Trump did, you didn't have anything to worry about. That's why everybody's asking me, Kevin, why are you so confident? I said, because Trump is going to bring numbers we've never seen in politics. Was I right or was I right? Because those are your only two choices. Donald Trump bought numbers that the people at Dominion went, what the? And then they sprung into action. I don't know what they were counting on. 67, 68 million maybe. Certainly he wasn't going to get to the level of baby black Jesus. Nobody could do that. Not even Joe Biden. Nobody. And Trump blew through it. So much so that not only did they not forget just registering, not register all his votes. They had to give the votes to Biden. They couldn't just throw them away. If they had just thrown them away, Trump, he still crushes Biden. They threw away, I think, 6 million votes. Or flipped them. Can you imagine if they flip 6 million votes to Biden, which nets him 12 million, they claimed he got 80, that would mean he got 68 million, and Trump got 80. I don't think Biden got 68 million votes. I'll be honest with you. We talk about voter suppression during the time of Romney. Are you kidding? Romney's numbers make Biden look anemic. People stayed home for Mitt Romney. You know what a lot of people are starting to think about? They're starting to believe that Mitt Romney maybe didn't lose like we thought. Maybe he didn't. Huh. Well, anyway, Arizona is one of these states that's getting a second look. The Arizona GOP should not have to take this very unnecessary step, but they're having to. The unnecessary step of having to prove voter fraud in a state that Donald Trump absolutely won in massive numbers. There's no question in my mind. No question in most of the people's minds that live in Arizona. And if you're a red-blooded American, you know that Donald Trump won this state. But we have a rhino governor by the name of Doug Ducey who should be in prison for voter fraud because he signed off on this. And how he did that, I'm still amazed. While he was doing it, the president was calling him. And he heard it ring. He took that phone out of his pocket. He put it down on the table. And he gleefully signed off on a fraudulent election. And I hope that sucker goes to prison one day. The president called him because he was saying, Doug, don't sign that. He'd already come to town. The president sang Doug Ducey's praises with Martha McSally, who Doug Ducey knowingly knew this election was going to be stolen, and he stood there right with the president and Martha McSally. They were in the midst. The president was standing by an enemy. And I hope this pansy gets what's due to him. I don't know a lot about Ducey, but I heard his family had mafioso ties when I first moved to Arizona. And, you know, of course, to become the governor of a state, you got to be ruthless. People run for these offices and they think that these are choir boys. These are the worst kinds of criminals. It was like this buddy of mine, he got a TV deal and they ripped him off. And he ended up suing him. And his attorney said, man, you don't even get it. This guy's a cop. He said, Hollywood are the worst worst criminals than the people you took off the street. And this guy worked with rapists and drug dealers and murderers. He says they're nothing compared to Hollywood. So anyway, let me go back to this thing. So Governor Ducey, or Governor Douchebag, signs off on this bill, the election. And the president's calling him, and I don't know if he's warning him or whatever, but as far as I'm concerned, I have to believe that President Trump has Ducey not on the good Christmas list. I think he gets a lump of coal. Arizona is a red state, and Ducey knows it, and they voted overwhelmingly for President Trump, and he signed that paperwork almost gleefully. So now it's up to the citizens of Arizona, part of the 80 million people who stood steadfastly for Donald Trump against these weak-kneed pansies, like Ducey and others, and there are some other Republicans who are showing signs of cracking. And you can bet Trump's taking names. But anyway, the GOP has filed a lawsuit in Maricopa County. Now, Joe Biden is said to have won by 45,000 votes. And according to the data, he's leading Trump in Arizona by 10,457 votes. I can guarantee you, Joe Biden lost Arizona by a minimum of 100,000 votes. A minimum. So Kelly Ward, who runs the GOP here, nice lady, was going to run for senator, I know, and didn't beat McSally or one of them. And too nice. Too nice. Woman that was a white woman, she's a pediatrician, she's a doctor. I think she's a pediatrician. I think her husband's either a doctor or a lawyer. And I met her many times. Kelly's a nice lady, but she's too nice, not cut out for politics. Interestingly, raised by a black mother. Her mother's black, I think, but she was adopted. Anyway, she's a file suit. She said the petition is asking the court to review 28,000 duplicated ballots, as well as the digitally adjudicated ballots that were cast in Maricopa County. She estimates that there are more than 100,000 ballots at stake. She says, we're trying to have integrity in our electoral process. We have every right to make these legal challenges. She also called on the Arizona legislature to call a special session about whether to reclaim their constitutional authority to send electors, as Trump's lawyers have suggested in recent weeks. And what the Arizona legislature did, they claimed that because of the virus, they didn't want to meet. See, this is where Ducey could come in and do his job as a governor and say, hey, you better make this happen. But he doesn't want to. He's a pansy. So, look, I think that this is all good because it's part of the process. It needs to happen. And we need to. This is what the Constitution was written for. But there are other provisions that the president still has. And I believe in all my heart of hearts he will exercise.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.